FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
Unemployment in Kent has gone up despite a fall nationally. Figures released this morning show 16,770 people were claiming jobless benefits in the county in December, an extra 220 on the month before. Tracy Monckton is from the Job Centre in Chatham and says although there's been an increase, more people are turning to them to start up a new business.
There are 5,800 new businesses which have started up in the southeast, and Kent is actually second in the southeast for successful startups, so that's been very productive.
Nationally, the number of people out of work dropped by 99,000 between September and November to 1.68 million.
KMFM News.
A Kent MEP has won his fight to cut the amount of sugar allowed in baby food. At the moment, the European Commission allows up to 30% of energy in baby food to come from sugar. The World Health Organization says it should be just 10%. The European Parliament have this morning voted not to keep it at that higher level and will now make a new proposal. Speaking before the meeting, Keith Taylor hoped they'd back his plan.
I don't want to see more sugar being in baby foods, preparing babies for a life of obesity, which is why I'm asking the Commission to have a rethink.
Meantime, it's claimed nearly all under fives aren't getting enough exercise. Figures show just 9% of them meet current guidelines of at least 3 hours physical activity a day. The British Heart Foundation wants the government to implement a national policy which could see nurseries doing more to keep kids moving.
KMFM News.
A Thanet man who repeatedly smashed a broken bottle into another man's face has been jailed for 15 years. Mark Wood attacked his victim outside a Ramsgate cafe in September 2012. The 28-year-old from Cornhill in the town has been found guilty of wounding with intent. A petition calling for rail bosses in Kent to be stripped of their franchise will be taken to Parliament today. More than 13,000 people have signed it since it was launched earlier this month, following concerns about how South Eastern are running their trains. Shadow Chancellor John McDonnell is backing calls for the service to be renationalised.
Private companies running the railway services have gone into administration. They've been taken then into public ownership and management, and they've been the most successful in the whole system. It demonstrates it can be done.
Police say they're still looking for the family of a man who was killed when he was hit by a car in Dover more than a week ago. The 80-year-old was knocked down on Townmore Street on Saturday the 9th. Officers say he still hasn't been formally identified, and they're continuing to appeal for anyone who saw the collision to contact them.
KMFM News.
We're being given the chance to go to hospital in France to get medical treatment in the future. The Calais Hospital, which is a similar size to the William Harvey in Ashford, has been accepted as an NHS service provider. It means we could opt to have appointments and treatment there. We've been asking some of you in Strood if you think it's a good idea.
Hopefully it would free up beds and give us more availability locally.
I think it will benefit other people, but for myself and what I want the NHS for is perfectly fine.
If there's another door opening somewhere, you know, give other people the chance of moving elsewhere.
A baby has been rescued by firefighters after getting locked inside a car in Sittingbourne. The vehicle suddenly locked itself as the mum was putting her shopping away in the Sainsbury's car park just before 9:30 yesterday morning. And the actor Jamie Foxx has been hailed a hero after pulling a man alive from his burning truck. Brett Carr's vehicle flipped over several times before crashing and catching fire outside the Hollywood star's California mansion. Brett's dad says not many people are as brave as the Oscar winner.
I think we all hope that we could do something when the time is there, but the question is do we? Do we act, or do we fear our own lives? And he did not. He acted. And the good kind of acting. Not that he's bad, but I love him.
Sport.
Tennis, and the two-time Wimbledon champion Petra Kvitova has been knocked out in the second round of the Australian Open. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, Kvitova was beaten in straight sets by home favourite Daria Gavrilova. Defending champions Novak Djokovic and Serena Williams both eased into round three, as did Roger Federer and Maria Sharapova. On to cricket, and England will delay bringing Liam Plunkett out for their limited overs tour of South Africa. The fast bowler was due to replace replace injured Stephen Finn for the one day in 2020 matches, but the Yorkshire paceman has a thigh strain. Plunkett's injury will be assessed again tomorrow. And in football, Liverpool will be hoping to make it second time lucky against League Two Exeter in the FA Cup tonight. The two sides drew 2-2 the first time around. Leicester and Tottenham are also playing again.
That's the latest. Next update at 2.